This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. The famous Alec Medford, and making his return tomorrow will be Corey Majors. But that means we still have Zach Wolchuk in the fold. Zach, it's been 2 hours. We're halfway through the show. How do you think we're doing so far?
I think this has been a solid 8 out of 10, fellas. I'm feeling pretty good about where we are right now.
Let's see if we can take it even higher. Now, who could help us with that? This would have been a great transition into last year's Texas Rangers, but based off of the World Series and everything. Like, I get that. But instead, give me cut number 7, because it's time to talk about those Dallas Stars.
Stars step in, Ben, up high, Horley scores! Thomas Horley picked the corner for number 13 on the season.
Now, that was an important goal to tie it up. We'll get to the next one, which was obviously even more important, but that was important to tie it, make sure you got at least a point. Obviously, they would go on to get the 2 points in overtime, because this is a Stars team that, by their standards, had been in a bit of a funk. You probably lost your opportunity at winning the division when you got smoked by Winnipeg. You lost the overtime game to Colorado, who feels very likely as your playoff opponent. And so to get a little bit of that home magic going back on was good, because the Stars have now won 8 straight games at home. That is their longest consecutive home winning streak since 2006.
Wow.
All right.
That is unbelievable.
Don't ask about what happened in the 2006 playoffs.
What happened?
I said don't ask about it.
In the 2006 playoffs?
This is your own fault. Just know, I warned you. They opened the playoffs that year against the Colorado Avalanche.
And they won.
And they most certainly did not win, as they lost in 5 games. And this is why I told you not to ask about what happened last time. How do you feel now?
Well, history is not meant to repeat itself.
Okay, good.
It is meant to be broken.
Because instead, let's go to cut number 7 and cheer you back up in case you didn't already know by now. Now the game's tied. Guess what? We go into overtime. And this is not going to be like the Colorado game. I think the Stars are going to win this one.
Right circle. In front. Poked away. Follow up. Score! Wieland! Second of the game. Overtime winner.
Now, Mikael Granlund had 2 goals. That is his first multi-goal performance since coming to the Dallas Stars. This is somebody that, going back, I think we all liked this move at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, it paid off very well yesterday. If you can keep winning, I still think it would be incredibly difficult to catch Winnipeg. So, like, here's where you're at. You have 15 games left. You have two in hand on Winnipeg. And what that means is they played two more. I know you know this, Wolchuk and Alec.
But I need the refresher.
Okay. That means that Winnipeg has played two more games. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go off the assumption that when Dallas plays these next two games, they win both of them and get four more points. I know that's an assumption, but let's go off of that. That puts you at 93 points. Right now, Winnipeg has 98 points, and you would both only have 13 games to play, and you would have to make up those 5 points. Now, I know that there's another game against Winnipeg, and that's April 10th. And I believe that is here at the American Airlines Center. So I'm not saying it's impossible. It just feels unlikely unless you go on an absolute tear to close out the rest of the season. Now, the Stars also have one game in hand on the Colorado Avalanche. So let's say you win that game. That puts you 6 points ahead of Colorado with only 14 games to go. Okay. And I'm going to use the same exact logic. If I don't think it's super likely that you would catch Winnipeg, I don't think it's super likely that Colorado would catch up to you either. And right. So then at least you'd get home ice advantage in the opening series against Colorado. And as we established, that is clearly very important because the Stars have been on a roll.
So
at home, specifically.
I guess they'd get the Canucks if they were able to catch Winnipeg, like if the season ended today. That is much more of a favorable matchup. That's what's annoying, because last year you end up getting that spot and you were rewarded with Vegas.
Yes, which
but now
felt
it's
like a
looking
punishment.
Like, gosh darn it, if you were actually able to win this division, you're in a much more favorable scenario.
And yeah, it could be the Canucks, the Blues, the Flames. Obviously, I wish Minnesota would fall into a tailspin because we freaking own Minnesota. Not only because we took their hockey team, but also because when we play, it usually goes super well. So just wanted to throw that out there, kind of where we're sitting with 15 games left for the Stars. But this was a huge couple of points for them. Maybe a bigger deal, though. Thomas Harley.
Dude, Thomas Harley's been incredible.
So you talked about it yesterday. You brought us the potentially sobering news that Pete DeBoer said, look, I'm paraphrasing in Kevin voice. I don't know
Can
if you guys...
Can you do Pete DeBoer voice?
No. I paraphrase things in the way I talk, not necessarily the way that...
So, yeah. Miro, not going to be with us.
Fair.
I don't know why. I can't do you.
It's
other
a little
than
higher than I would have liked, but it's fair.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, do you guys paraphrase retelling stories in your voice as opposed to like the way the person would actually say them?
No, I'm not that conceited.
Okay. All right, well, you know what?
I love you.
That hurt my feelings, but that was very clever. So you told us yesterday, Pete DeBoer said, you might have to play that first series without Miro. So Thomas Harley, he had a goal, two assists yesterday in 25 minutes and 40 seconds of ice time. Now, the reason why that's important is Miro is usually an ice time eater, and he's out there a ton. In his last 17 games for Thomas Harley, 19 points in 17 games.
It's awesome, and shout out to the hockey hot Gavin Spittle, Spits and Suds. He had the stat that with Harley on the ice, the Stars outshot Anaheim 15-2.
Woo!
Which I guess that's according to Natural Stat Trick. That's an incredible number, and you do feel great, I think, especially Leon Bischel. Like, you could see the physicality. Now, I do think he accidentally screened the goalie on one of those goals.
I'm glad that you said that, because... Otherwise, I'm still just not worried. Not worried. That's too far. But I still think Ottinger's been a little bit leaky. And if you want to take that one goal off his plate, that can make a big difference. But I thought he was fine.
I mean, I liked what Bishop was doing. Yes. Like, he's trying to get physical. He's trying to clear a guy out in front of the blue, in front of the crease. But it ended up kind of, I'm not sure Otter really was able to get to see the puck. But I do think with the...
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those four, like if you've got Miro, Harley, Lindell, Bischel, you're feeling pretty good. And then you can rotate in with Dumba, Smith, Leah Bushkin, and then, of course, CeCe. But, yeah, I think that, I mean, we talked about this Monday, I think. You got to get Otter to steal you some games in the postseason. You have to. And you can't have the leakiness because you're going up against teams where you probably aren't going to have much of a margin for error, especially if you don't have your best player in the first round.
Can I tell you, I do think he's capable of that. I know there is a contingent.
We've seen him do it.
Yeah. I know there's a contingent of Stars fans out there that don't think he can do it anymore. I still believe in Ottinger. I still think he can steal you games in the playoffs. Clearly, this playoff will be a great reference.
It will be. Especially against Colorado, man. If you, I feel like if whoever can score three goals a game,
feels like that should be
that's going to be a winner.
Now, I wanted to go along with this is something you sent along, Woolchuck, that I thought was really fascinating.
I sent along something?
Yes. You were very helpful with the show prep.
Thank you.
Sometimes not so much with your smart-ass comments, but still.
I know. I'm a jerk.
By the way, brand new episode of Spits and Suds, where you find your podcast, is available, talking in depth about this game right now. So the Athletic has owner rankings for the NHL, and it's a breakdown of fan perception and then like accounting for the owner's actual presence. So I will say,
like if they're around or not.
No, not that. I mean, like things that they could be responsible for. Okay. Whereas the other 50% is just kind of vibes. Like, let's put it out there.
That's They're immaculate,
really,
baby.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's 50% hard facts, 50%. But, like, how do you feel about them, man? So, the number one owner. Okay, first of all, do you guys feel good about the Dallas Stars ownership?
I feel great about it. Now, maybe it's they let Jim Neal just do his job. Jim Neal's a big reason why you're a first-class organization.
You know what? By the way, newsflash to some people, it's totally fine.
Oh, you're allowed.
If you just let the GM do their job and you don't interfere.
Oh, so an owner's role doesn't, you don't have to be the
No,
the GM?
You don't. In fact, that's pretty rare across sports.
I thought that if you own the team, you had to be like really involved in all aspects of everything.
That's what we've done with the Mavericks forever. Obviously, that's what we've done with the Cowboys forever. Doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to be that way.
Ever since Tom Gilardi took over, this has been an organization that has won a lot of games. They have won a lot of playoff games, and unfortunately, they just haven't been able to get over the hump and win the cup final, but they've been to a cup final.
True.
And they've made conference finals appearances, and this is the year that finally Tom Gilardi's rewarded with Lord Stanley's cup.
So the number one owner in all of hockey, based on the numbers and the vibes, is the owner, Jeff Vinnick, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Guess what? I don't care about him. So let's move.
I don't even know who the hell he is.
Yeah, fair. Vincent Viola, former pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. Sweet mustache. That's Frank Viola. Should have known you guys wouldn't know that.
Frankie V. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The Florida Panthers, second on the list. Third on the list.
The V's.
Bill Foley. Who cares? But we get to number four. The big Tomcat himself for the Dallas Stars. The fourth best ownership in all of hockey. He gets a grade of A. Been the majority owner since 2011. Their regular season rank, 8. Their playoff win rank, 3rd. Now, this is the part that stings, and you just brought it up. No Stanley Cups. Mm-hmm. Despite having the 3rd best playoff rank, because they're always in the mix, they've consistently made deep runs in the playoffs. They just haven't finished it off. Now, fan base evaluation. Willingness to spend. You think fans think that our owner is willing to spend?
Well, I think this was probably before the Rantanen trade.
That is true.
Which might have changed things, because they did give Rantanen a really good deal.
That they did.
But I think that it's hard to assess hockey deals all the time because they end up being like 8 to 10 year contracts and they don't seem anywhere near as pricey as what we see in Major League Baseball and the NBA and the NFL. Like you're getting an 8-year, $20 million deal and we're like, what? That's a steal.
Sometimes it does feel like if they don't offer you that eight year deal, they kind of think you're a chump.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, let's see if this thing is going to work out. So this is by far the lowest fan rating for the Stars. Willingness to spend, 14th. Compared to the rest of the NHL. Organizational stability, 3rd. Treatment of the fan base, 6th. Franchise vision, 3rd. Now we get to probably the most important part. Your confidence in ownership, is it the same, higher, or lower than it was last year? You know how many people said lower? 2%. 2% think their confidence in this ownership group is lower than it was a year ago. Same, 71%. Higher, 27%. So, like, obviously the big number there is the 71% that's the same. But if you wanted to spin numbers however you like, you could say that means 98% of the people have the same or higher confidence. Now, I realize you could also say 73% have the same or lower confidence, and that's why sometimes you can manipulate numbers to do whatever you want. But these are really impressive scores off the board.
They are, and I think that you see a hunger with the Stars organization to make sure that they're able to finally put the best product on the ice to push through and win. They've got a great mesh of veteran players and then also the youth that's going to keep them contending for a long time. And they realize the time is now to capitalize on this by sacrificing future, which has been a great drafting and developing team. We give the Cowboys a lot of credit for that.
True.
But the Stars, Miro homegrown, Wyatt Johnston homegrown, Robo homegrown, yeah. Maverick Bork. I mean, they traded Logan Stankoven clearly, but Otter, homegrown player, Harley, Bischel. Right, these are guys that have been in the Stars system and that have grown up as Dallas Stars and won an AHL championship with the Texas Stars. So you mix in with deadline deals to go and get Marchment, to go and get now Granlund and Rantanen. Yep. And you also re-signed Duchesne in free agency. Like Jim,
what
Nils
a value did, that's been. By
yeah,
the way.
They've done an excellent job of building this team together. The one thing I wonder that I have felt each of the last two postseasons, are they physical enough? Or are they going to get bullied? And if they play against a Winnipeg, I am very scared about that.
And that's why Bischel is so important.
Yes.
Because he'll go out there and like, hey, let's kick some ass.
Because we saw that with Tanev.
That's true. Quick question. Since Zach Wolchuk is abandoning us, we don't have the statistics for this, but what if I ran this poll for Cowboys fans tomorrow? The same ownership question poll as the Stars. Do you think that would be an entertaining segment?
I think it would be entertaining because it would be drastically different in multiple areas.
Yes. From the 817, when does this poll come out for the Mavs ownership? You know what I really would love to see is the poll for the Mavs ownership now versus a year ago and get like their vision for the team and fan treatment and all that stuff. I want to see those side-by-side shocking changes.